that was called the Powerhouse. And it was never used as that in my memory, but they had a Delco electric generating plant in the little building. Are you familiar with a Delco plant? It's a battery operated electrical system, probably 12 or volt, and they wired them into houses, and at night they run off the batteries, and it was made by the Delco Remy Corporation, is how they called it, the Delco, and it had a gasoline engine that was a generator. They'd run it so many hours during the day, and it would charge up the batteries. Then they would have electric lights at night. And that was gone when I came along, and it was still, even years later, referred to as the Powerhouse.
That's interesting.
They had, I remember seeing the old glass batteries, big glass jars with the wet cell batteries with plates and all that.
I ask you about this expression. Say, early in the morning when a woman gets up, she might go around the house and maybe dust a little bit here, straighten something up there, that type of thing. What would you say she's doing?
Piddling around. I guess. I don't know if that's what you mean or not.
Or, you know, if she's conscientiously trying to, you know, make the place look better, something like that.
Well, sometimes there's an expression of kneading up, that somebody just trying to make things look neat, without really doing any real cleaning, just kind of straightening up.
Mm-hmm. Ever heard of something like she's picking up the house, she's tidying up, that type of thing?
Oh yeah.
Which one?
Tidying up. I never really heard picking up the house. So. Well, I don't know. I guess I have too. They go in and pick up your room. I mean, to hang up your clothes and so forth.
Talking about cleaning up, the thing that you would sweep the floors with, you would just call that a
broom. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ever seen one that's made completely out of straw, not having the wooden handle that you see nowadays?
Yeah, I think I've seen them, not very common.
Was it called anything other than a broom?
They never were really very familiar to me. I may have seen one, but. See, maybe sometimes made out of corn shucks. Might call them a shuck broom or something of that nature.
Let me ask you this: say if I were looking for that broom and it was placed in a corner and the door was open so that I couldn't see it, you would tell me that the broom is in relation to the door. It would be.
I'd say behind the door.
Anything else? Back of the door.
Back of the door. Well, I might say back of the door, behind the door.
You mentioned talking about laundry. Years ago, I think women supposedly had chores that they did on certain days. What did they do on Mondays? You have any idea?
I think Monday, Blue Monday, is it called? It was wash day.
What kind of Monday?
Blue Monday.
Does that relate to emotions involved or what?
I don't know. I guess there's always a lot of work to do on Monday. I don't really remember that our family had particular days for certain things.
But on Mondays you say they did that?
I think it was probably a traditional washing day.
And after you get through with the washing, in order to get the wrinkles out, you do the...
Ironing, yeah.
When you were talking about the porch, I wanted to ask you, those things that you would have to climb up from the yard to get up to the porch, you call those?
Steps. Yeah.
What about inside of a house of more than one story if you wanted to get to a second floor?
That's up the stairs.
Up the stairs. Say if I came in your living room and left your front door wide open, you didn't want it to stay that way, you'd tell me to do what?
Shut the door.